This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit in your home.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Hey there, I am Wendy Snyder, founder of freshstartfamilyonline.com. I'm a certified parenting educator and coach, and I'm also a mom of two young kids, age 8 and 11, and I am so happy you are here.
I'm Terry Snyder. I'm a creative director by trade, also proud dad to those two kids.
Yes.
And I just love personal development and putting positivity out into the world, and this is our show.
Yes. Today we are telling you a little bit about our story and how we went from some pretty dark days of parenting and life to now a point in our life where, because of this work, we just feel stronger than ever and are more connected and close with our kids, feeling like we are just so beyond grateful for everything we've learned through this curriculum and the coursework that we've been blessed with over the last decade. So we can't wait to tell you more about it. Hey families, and welcome to the Fresh Start Family Podcast, episode number 1. We are so happy that you are here. We are going to cover a little bit about our story today and how we found the work of positive parenting, how we really were so excited when we realized how closely it aligned with our faith, and then why we feel so passionate about creating this podcast to help serve families just like yours through the conversations that we're going to have. So Terry, welcome to episode number 1.
Thank you. It's so great to be doing this as a husband-wife team. Yes. And just to be able to share with everybody out there some of the trials, tribulations, personal testimony, things we've been through, how it's helped our family life, how it's helped beyond our family life, and just to be able to pass that on to somebody else is an honor and a gift.
Yes, it really, really is. We are so excited about this project, you guys, and we hope you guys will join us weekly for these conversations. We're going to try to keep them super casual, short and concise, yet powerful and packed with good practical tips and just ideas that you guys can take out into your world for the week. So today we're going to cover, we're going to start off by just sharing with you guys how we found the work of positive parenting. So right now at our stage in life, we have an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old. It's so crazy how time has just flown. But we discovered the work of positive parenting when our daughter was 3 years old and our son had just been born. Both of our kids had colic pretty bad. Anybody else out there get 2 colicky kids? We could not believe it. Your mom got 2 colicky babies, right?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing to hear that after the fact when you're like, who does this happen to? And you're like, oh, that probably came from my side of the family. Anybody out there, you know, you're like, wait, who does this kid get this from? Is it me or you? And it's a kind of a friendly competition thing. So that probably came from my side.
Yes. Somehow. And you were also a giant 10-pound baby. And then our son was a giant, almost 10-pound baby. So
I'll accept responsibility for that. Yeah.
So I think before we had kids, Terry and I mean, I'll speak for myself here, but I really just had this kind of self-confidence that if I put my mind to something and I worked hard and I was diligent and responsible, that I would find success. So Terry and I fell in love super early. We got blessed so young. We fell in love when I was 17, right? And you were 18, 19?
Yeah, on my 19th birthday.
On your 19th birthday, that's right. So we got just so lucky, And we decided to move to California together about a year after we fell in love. So we moved across country. We ended up going to college out in California, which is where we now reside in San Diego. And we ended up, you know, graduating with great grades and doing well in school, and then finding careers that we both really loved in the surf industry, which we had set out, the action sports industry, which we had really set out to do. And then we just were kind of at a point in our life where we were like, okay, we're doing well again. If we set out to do something, we can succeed as long as we really work hard. So then we got married. And we had kids.
And let me interject on my side for a bit too, because, you know, I think there's the young woman to woman's journey in their head of like, oh, gonna grow up and have babies and kids. And I think that there's a whole story that goes on in a woman's mind. And from a man's side of things, you know, there's kind of a somewhat different narrative. And it's not always, you know, miles away different, but in my head, so Wendy was a coach. She coached kids as a teenager for years and years and years. When we moved to California, her job that she landed immediately was a nanny for two kids. She was amazing with young kids. She's taking care of babies. She, you know, spent so much time with kids and was so just a natural at it. I was like, well, I know we're a ways off, but whenever that time does come, I'm like, oh, she's got this. Like, you know, I'm sure there'll be, you know, maybe a book for me to read, and I'll, as long as I support her, she's gonna know what to do.
Yes, and I kind of thought the same. I was like, oh my goodness, I have so much experience with children that it's going to be, it's going to come naturally for me. And so we definitely got surprised when our daughter was born. She was born in 2007, and her name's Stella, and she's really, I think Terry and I would both tell you that she's been one of the greatest teachers in our lives and is just such a blessing to our family. And when she was born, you could almost feel the strong energy from this little human soul from the time of birth, right? Birth was really hard. We joke that she really didn't want to come out of that comfy womb. And it was a pretty traumatic, long-winded birth. And from the beginning, you could just feel that she had this really strong strength about her.
Yeah. So, and yeah. But let me interject too. I mean, because if we're telling you a little bit about ourselves too, it's like, you know, here, you know, Wendy's got such a big heart, always has. You know, I've known her since I was a kid. We met, you know, when we were in middle school. So she's always had this big heart. I feel like, you know, I've always had a big heart, but we're pretty punk rock in the ways that, like, we grew up listening to metal. I was always going to, you know, punk shows and hardcore shows growing up, and we were pretty, like, you know, pretty hardcore people. And so we just were like, oh, we're having a baby. Yeah. Like crank up some metal, and you know what? We're going to follow the instructions, but we're going to get this baby out. Yeah, no problem. We're going to get this baby out. So 36 hours of labor, several hours of Pantera being cranked in the hospital room. And yes. And then, you know, this was a huge time for me to realize, while I was starting to realize in years leading up to that, that it's like, you're not in control, God's in control, and you can't will something out and make it happen your way by your plan, just because you say it's going to be that way.
Yes.
All that, you know, punk rock attitude and all that, you know, pride that I wore of like, you can do anything you set your mind to, like Wendy had mentioned, we had success with, whether it came to, you know, learning something new or school or athletics or things like that. There was something very different about bringing a life into this world that let us know that we're not fully in control, and we needed help beyond what we had gotten anywhere else up to that point.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it really was such a, I think, point in our life where things started to change, right? Especially for those of you who may relate, who, you know, it's like if you got blessed with a baby that things didn't go quite perfectly from the beginning, or their personality surprised you from a young age, or they seemed to start pushing back, maybe even, you know, before they were a year old, some of you may be able to relate to that feeling of like, oh my goodness, I can tell this little baby has a pretty strong will from very early on. It can really take you by surprise, and it definitely did for us, because we just had to start. That was when our heart, I think, started to humble it, you know, be humbled a little bit by the whole experience.
For sure. I mean, and I remember, I mean, a lot of the preparation for, you know, having that first baby was like, I thought, okay, if you read the right book, you look at what some other people have done around you, take the best things from your parents, and you're just like, oh, you're going to be good. But I didn't factor in that there was going to be a whole new personality and dynamic in the form of a new person that was going to enter into the equation. I just thought, baby, they kind of lay there, they do what you want as long as you do the right things. And boy, that was a big lesson, and a lesson that I'm so glad that we were blessed with the personality we were given, because boy, it was a paradigm shift whether we wanted it or not. We just needed to decide how we were going to react to it.
Yes, and gosh, it really did. It just even brings back so many emotions thinking back to that time, because, you know, if you've never had a colicky baby or a traumatic birth, you know, some elements of it include just like nonstop emotional distress. Like,
yeah.
Where at, you know, it seemed like for a good, I think four solid months was the time when she stopped crying and seeing, you know, I think she first smiled probably at, you know, 12 or 14 weeks, like babies start to do. But until that point, she really needed us to move her constantly. She wasn't able to sit still without crying. She wasn't able to have anybody hold her. We weren't able to really leave her with anybody because we were so worried that they were going to be in such distress from having a screaming baby. I was, of course, recovering from this super traumatic absent birth, which I later realized is a pretty big deal. I was unconscious when she was ripped from my body. And at the time, we just were like celebrating. We're like, okay, well, we got through that. What's next? But looking back, it was just such a gnarly time for us, and all of a sudden our world was just shaken. But again, we had this kind of punk rock attitude of like, all right, we got this, we got through this, what's next? We can do this. And so as time continued, Stella came out of her colicky phase, and you know, we started to become more and more familiar with who she was, who her soul was, and you know, just this little person that we got to have in our home now. And so a few years passed, we both went back to work. We continued our careers in the action sports industry. We had a wonderful nanny who we were just so blessed to have for probably 3 solid years. And then I decided to one day leave my corporate career and stay home with the kids. It was just a time of transition at my company. And I thought, you know what, maybe this is a great time to go ahead and give it a try. And I thought, you know, this is going to be great. The grass is going to be greener. I'm going to be on the beach with my kids every day. And we're going to have long 3-hour naps. And I'm going to have time to just do things for myself. And it was nuts. And at this time, you know, I had also just had my second son who then became colicky. So he had colic, kind of the same thing as our daughter, cried for pretty much 3 months straight. And while at that time, our daughter was adjusting to what we call in positive parenting, sibling dethronement. And so she had kind of, you know, her number one place in the family had been moved over. And she now was facing the reality that she had to share the attention with her little brother, who screamed and spit up all day. And she really wasn't happy about it. I mean, it became very chaotic, very, very fast. And then I was home with them 24/7. And this at this time, too, is when Stella decided to stop dropping her naps, which I thought I was going to lose my mind. And so pretty soon, I just got into a pretty dark, deep rut of anxiety and judgment and negativity and fear and impatience. And it was just nasty. I mean, I remember coming down the stairs some mornings and thinking, like, I literally can't have you leave for work because I do not know how I'm going to tolerate this little girl all day. Like, I mean, I really was worried that she was crazy.
Yeah, and I know we're giving you guys the flyby, but I mean, there's so many points that, you know, if you are in a place where you're hearing, oh, I've got a colicky baby, we've been there, love to support you. Oh, I've just brought a second into the house, and boy, the oldest one is really, they didn't ask for a little brother or a little sister, and I'm feeling it. We've been there. We feel you. We've seen, you know, the highs, but then there's, man, we were dealt some challenges and through, these big personalities that we were given, because, you know, there's our daughter, but our son, you know, he's a big personality too. So, yeah. There's so many hidden challenges around every corner that we found. And up to this point in the story where Wendy's at, it was do the best you can, with what you had, you know, been given either through your parents or through one of your friends that maybe is a, you know, a step ahead of you and they had kids earlier, or there was a book handed to you or things like that. But there's really no roadmap. There's more instruction for learning how to do simple things in this world. And, but to bring a life into this world that there's, it's really a winged attitude for most people. And so, you know, we were doing our best. We were doing our best, but yeah, like Wendy, you can feel it. She was, super challenged, being at home with these two kids when your thought is going into it, this is going to be dreamy.
Yeah.
Or shouldn't I be so happy? Because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we had two very healthy kids.
Yes. Yeah.
And
we lived at the beach in Southern California.
We have a roof over our heads.
Owned a home.
We know where our food's coming from. You know, our challenges were not the challenges that you hear a lot, in some people's houses. So, but this was, so there was a bit of a conflict there. You know, you're like, suck it up.
Yeah.
Suck it up. Keep going.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline Discipline to grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free Discipline bundle.
Yeah, and like just keep trying to find something that's going to make this toddler behave better because it's up to us.
Right.
And I just remember at that time, like, it's so crazy. I didn't expect this to be so emotional. But I just remember there was so much like shame that I was just like, what the hell is wrong with me? Like this, when we look at pictures of our daughter from that time and we feel so open and free to talk about this stage in our life because we really do honor her through this work, through my membership program and my course. Like, we just really help families honor their own strong-willed kids, whether you have strong-willed kids or not strong-willed kids. This work helps everybody. But we really do use her story to honor her and honor other kids who may exhibit kind of the same types of personalities or behaviors or goals as she does. But back then, I just remember feeling so much shame and just feeling so alone and thinking like, I just don't want to hang out with her. I just don't want to be with her. And like, she was so mean to me. And there was just like so much volatility. And again, like I would try to reach out to friends but I just never really felt like anybody understood how hard and how bad it was in our home.
Right.
So we actually ended up at some doctor's offices. We thought maybe we'll just get a diagnosis. And then we discovered the work of positive parenting through a local class called Redirecting Children's Behavior at Stella's Preschool.
Yep.
And that's when the story changes.
It was a challenge at first, though, because I mean, I think as you know, any of you that are listening, you know, not knowing where you are in your journey, let's just say that this is the first time you're hearing this and you're like, okay, well, what's this all about? Well, the first time we heard about this class and some of the takeaways that our friends had from that class before we took it,
we laughed.
we laughed, you know, and here we were struggling, and yet we were kind of skeptical of somebody else, you know, trying something new and different and changing up their wording with their kids. Something as simple as like the overused saying of, you know, good job, good job. And oh, did you hear they're trying to tell them not to say good job. They're trying, you know,
which is what we teach in positive parenting, to use praise or to use encouragement with your kids over praise, which is what he's referring to. And it's now like, you know, almost a decade into the work, I realize how powerful that tool is when you replace praise with encouragement, which we talk so much about in the course and the membership program. But yeah, what Terry's talking about is we both remember this flyer came home telling us how we could replace good job with things like, wow, you did it, or how does that feel, or things like that. And we were just, I think we like ripped it up and put it in the trash can and thought like, we probably said like, oh my gosh, this is so dumb. Like, you don't know our kid.
So I just want to put that out there to anybody that's, you know, coming in very fresh on this, especially from a dad's point of view. You know, some of this stuff can sound soft or sound like, oh, what is that really? Like, come on. I really want to encourage patience and just say, see it through. Think about the long term and also just, you know, just trust. Just trust it. Because at that point, at first, we didn't. Thank God, Wendy was offered a class to take that was at preschool, and it was made so convenient to her that she couldn't not do it. And she went in, she asked questions, and then from there?
Yeah, so that's when I met my dear friend and mentor, Susie Walton, who went on to found the program called The Joy of Parenting. And I ended up going to the Redirecting Children's Behavior course at that preschool, I think, 7 times over the matter of 3 years, because it was hard for me. It was hard for me to change. Everything culture had taught me and the ways I had been raised were being challenged by this new program to see the light in my child and to treat her with respect and compassion and lift her up when I wanted to just kind of punish or it was just all being challenged and flipped on its head. And so I kept just going back and going back and asking questions. And thank God, Susie Walton was so supportive and just was such a huge support for our family at that time. So I think we probably did, you know, probably 5 or 10 private sessions with her over those few years.
Private sessions. Around this time, my mom had moved to town. My mom and I took the course to so that we could all be on the same page with Wendy, so that it wasn't just the mom, you know, being saying, this is how you do it, this is how you do it. We wanted to be on the same page. So we immersed ourselves in that. Now Wendy is by far the ninja after taking it 8 times. But it was so helpful to be able to be on board, speak the same language, and to really get in, because it would create so much more stress if you just felt like you're the only person in the house, you know, reaching towards this common or towards this goal, you know.
So yeah, which we will make sure we're going to address in future episodes if you've got that going on. So don't worry, we're going to get to that subject. But yeah, so that's what started the ball rolling. And I think as soon as Terry and I went into these classes and we heard these concepts and this curriculum and these tools that, you know, many of it was very countercultural, it just resonated with our heart. And as a Christian family, we were like, this makes sense to us. Like, this sounds like something we would like to learn more about, because teaching children to be kind with kindness, that makes sense. Like, teaching children to be compassionate by being compassionate with them, like practicing what you preach, and you know, learning to teach your kids in ways that don't involve hurting them. Like, all these things were just like straight arrow to our heart in the best way. And so even though we didn't understand everything at first, and even after a course we had many questions, we just kept going back, and we felt like, okay, this is something that we're pretty serious about, which is where I think both of us, our strong will, came into wonderful,
alignment
for us both, because we were not going to give up. Even though it was hard, we kept going back and asking questions and getting sessions with Susie Walton if we needed to, but we were just determined to figure this out, because it did challenge us to our core.
Well, hey there, families. This episode is brought to you by the FreshStartFamilyOnline.com free online masterclass, What to Do When Your Kids Say No. 5 positive parenting tips to help gain cooperation and dissolve power struggles with integrity. Families, this is one of my favorite topics to teach on. We're going to cover how to gently guide your kids towards action, even when they don't want to move or do what's asked of them. Ways to see kids who push back a lot as incredible blessings and future leaders. I promise they really are. The importance of paradigm shifting with thoughts and beliefs about power-seeking misbehavior, and how to implement a pause button or a heart connector to ignite creativity and model self-control. You can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/power-struggles-class. That's freshstartfamilyonline.com/power-struggles-class to save your spot. I will see you at class.
When you're an exhausted parent of young kids or not young kids, even when you're exhausted, you kind of just want things just to kind of go away. Positive parenting, some of the things that we were learning required some patience and required you to actually see something through. If you saw it through, oh boy, you did see, you slept better at night, you were more in tune with who you really were, instead of becoming this kind of fear and force person that just was going to overpower everybody and they needed to be scared of you or else, and just hope that was going to work, from age 0 to, you know, for life. This was more about, creating, creating tools for people to see, to do life with, you know? So I think when we started to look at it as adding tools to your tool belt, so if you were equipped with a certain amount on your own, and then maybe you handpicked a couple things that you'd learned from your parents, and then maybe you grabbed a couple other things, you know, you had X amount in your tool belt. Positive parenting was really just filling up our belt with all these other things to try. And they were referencing personality types that you could really resonate with. So we were like, oh my goodness, like Stella is a power kid. And what this little soul is craving is to have something to be in charge of, to be powerful. Gosh. So as soon as we were like, you could actually relate and empathize with this soul, you felt this bigger connection. So the things that Wendy was describing from, you know, the time when it was like, oh my gosh, these negative feelings towards this little human, once the gears started to go the other way and you could empathize and connect instead of feeling so different from them, man, things started to change a lot. And you started to really understand that the long-term goal here was to create strong relationships, a strong relationship with your kids, but then that would also create, so much of this would create a strong relationship with you and your spouse. And then out in the world too, I mean, I can't even tell you. So, my profession by trade is a creative director, and I've, working in amongst tons of different personalities in my career, I have used so many of these tools that you think are just for kids, but they're really just, they're relationship tools.
Yeah.
Peaceful conflict resolution, ways to just stay in integrity with yourself. Remember who you are in situations instead of, you know, flipping your lid and then having to clean up everything later.
Empathy, listening.
Yeah.
Being intentional with what you want, like pausing before you react, being more responsive versus reactive. Like every single thing that we learn and we teach through positive parenting can be applied in every single ounce of our life with every single relationship.
Absolutely.
I have one more important thing that I wanted to be sure to communicate to you today. For all of you who are interested in grabbing our free Compassionate Discipline Learning Bundle, but also just haven't taken action yet to do so, I want to share a quick note I got from a parent who downloaded the free bundle and attended the workshop last week and is already feeling so much better in their heart and their home. She DM'd me on Instagram saying this: I've used the pause button, which is one of the concepts I teach in this bundle and in the workshop as part of the most important element of compassionate discipline in our homes. But she says, I've used the pause button, and honestly, when I woke up this morning, my anxiety, which has been through the roof lately, felt manageable thanks to your workshop. It's only been a half a day so far, but I can honestly say it's been a good day when my husband asked tonight. I will be watching your replay again tonight and looking into the Fresh Start experience. Thank you for sharing this gift. So look, I know so many of you who are struggling to feel joy when your day is filled with hand-me-down punishment tactics. I want you to get the support you deserve. I want you, like Hoa, that's that sweet mama's name who shared that message with me, I want you to look at your spouse when they get home after a long day and they ask you, hey honey, how was your day? And I want you to be able to look at them and say, good, it was really good. I want you to learn how to soothe your own anxiety and stressed nervous system simply by teaching your kids important life lessons with grace and dignity and connection and firm kindness. So don't wait another day to quick start your learning and shift out of a punishment mindset into a compassionate discipline one, okay? Just head to Instagram, I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and DM me the word shift, and I'll personally send you the link in a private message to download the free bundle, or just head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline.
And then there is a creativity aspect to it also. It's like, you have to be able to get creative with the situation and the cards you've been dealt in the form of feelings, emotions, situations,
communication,
looking at that tool belt. Okay, what's the right thing, to try to do here? Oh, that didn't work. Okay, maybe I try it again. But, it's just, it became an actual way of life. Pretty soon after we just said, okay, we're doing this and we're committing, and we've got something to go to here. And it was a wonderful time, because you also felt like you had a community, and whether it was just, you know, Susie to start with, but then there was, you know, a few other people. It's like, it was really awesome to go from, you know, putting on this face to everybody you come into contact with. It's like, how's it going? Oh, it's great. Got the two kids. Oh, you got one of each. Oh yeah, great. Are they
living
healthy?
The dream.
Yeah, living the dream. You know, all this stuff. So you actually could be real with some people, and you know, I think that's a beautiful thing too about, you know, what Wendy offers through, you know, Fresh Start Family and the Bonfire program and everything, is like, you can be real. Like, it is not all roses, and it's not going to be all roses. But to have, you know, a tool belt to go to humble yourself, to admit that you're always in learning, and then to have a community to sound things out with, help people support you on your best days, on your worst days, when you make a mistake, or when you do things completely right. I mean, it's been quite a journey. So yeah, yeah, looking back to that, those crossroads when it was like finding positive parenting, man, so yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. And fast forward now, it's been, I think, about 8 years since we found the work of positive parenting and became entrenched in it. So since then, obviously, I went on to become certified to teach the work. I'm registered with the International Network for Children and Families to teach redirecting children's behavior, as well as Susie Walton's Joy of Parenting program. And then am also a life coach in training with Your Infinite Life. So a lot of training and certification has happened since those early days that has just filled my heart with so much joy and passion to help families and people just see the light in their kids, see the light in their challenges, and get creative with their solutions and feel empowered to really create the family of their dreams and create the life that they want. So I just feel now, after almost a decade of being in this work, I just feel so humbled and honored that I get to do this, and I'm just so happy to now be doing this with you, Terry. So
yeah, it's incredible. And I think finding positive parenting was one thing for, you know, just us and what, you know, what we kind of needed at that time in our life, but it really sparked a lot in me too. Wendy mentioned Your Infinite Life. You know, I've done a lot of you know, weekend coursework, self-help work through those courses that aren't necessarily parenting focused, but you'll find, like I said, you know, so much of this is just about life and relationships in general. So you'll find they kind of bleed into one another. So yeah. That's been something that's like, that unlocked a door, not just from a parenting perspective for me, but something where I've spent a lot of time in classrooms, both working on myself, but also working through just real life stuff with other people. And I just can't recommend that type of work enough for people out there, because we're all a work in progress. And we all, you know, I think once you get out of your own way and you start doing things like listening to this podcast could be one, or, you know, signing up for a course or joining a community or things like that, you start to really evolve as a person. And that feels amazing. And whether it's, you know, through your faith and your church or through other places or a blend of the both, like we've done, it's like the more you put yourself out there and the more you keep going, the more points of connections you make, the more meaningful these relationships become.
Yeah.
And the more your footsteps are kind of lit to, and you're like, wow, this is more in line with what we were designed to do versus kind of my old way of thinking, that it was like, it was very centrally focused around myself and, you know, things like that. So it's incredible.
I love it. And that, you know, it's such a great point to you know, talk about as far as our podcast mission and what we want to bring to the table for families is really, you know, we'll talk a ton about positive parenting, about raising kids with integrity, strategies and tools that will really help your kids to listen and cooperate better, I promise you. And we're going to also talk just about life and relationships and how, like Terry said, the concepts that we cover in positive parenting go hand in hand with the concepts that we cover in self-development courses and life coaching work. And really, our goal is just to kind of combine it. And so Terry, of course, is going to bring the dude voice to the table. I'm going to bring the chick voice. And together, we just want families to be on board in this wild journey. Because when we're together, we just feel so much better. And we think that we just want to cover all of our bases as far as making sure everyone feels like they have someone to listen to. And so, Terry, thank you for agreeing to do this with
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's going to be so fun. And we have so many good podcasts planned for the year that we cannot wait to record and release to you guys. And we just want to thank you from day one for joining us in our conversations. And there's going to be many times when we encourage you, and there's going to be times when we challenge you to think about things differently or do things differently. And so thank you in advance for having an open heart and for being willing to listen and learn.
Yes, it's this is going to be an amazing journey. Thanks for coming along with us.
You can head to the show notes page for today's episode to get links and more information about what we talked about today. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/1. That's freshstartfamilyonline.com/1.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.